Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about the Music Machine, who is visiting us in the station here.
And here to talk about it, we have Janet Carr-Campbell and Abby Sorum. And welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, Abby. Say thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is radio. No one can see your cute face over there. Well, Janet, tell us, what is the Music Machine? I think this is the first time, at least in a long time, we've had you on our show. So our listeners may not be that familiar with you from our show, but from otherwise they may be familiar. Tell us what the Music Machine is.
The Music Machine is a summer workshop in musical theater. We started it 33 years ago, and yes, I'm still out there singing and dancing with the kids. The point of it is to teach kids about performing and the magic and the excitement of live theater. So we always culminate our six-week practice session with a public performances of a big musical review this year down at the Discovery Theater.
And so obviously tickets will be available at
CenterTix, normal places, yes.
And how many kids are you having this year?
Well, this year we have 59 children on stage, starting at ages 6, going up to 18. We have our groups organized in three different age groups, and we also have three different age groups of the Dance Machine, which also performs with us during our production. So we have song and dance with live music, piano, bass, and drums, and then also dance numbers with pre-recorded music. So something for everyone.
Well, Abby, you must be pretty busy, huh?
Yes, very busy.
Tell us what you do in the show. Are you singing and dancing or just singing?
Yes, I'm singing and dancing.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite medley for Music Machine would be the Anthony Newley medley, but in the show we are going to be calling it Nothing Can Stop Me Now.
And it's lots of different tunes from different shows that Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus put together. A lot of things that are from the 50s and 60s and that we've woven into a nice medley for group 2 and 3.
So the Roar of the Grease Paint, the Smell of the
yes,
Crowd.
Yes, exactly.
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Yep,
I've done those sorts of things. Great shows.
Yeah, great.
And so tell us how long this, you've been going on for 30, how many years?
This is the 33rd year of the Music Machine.
How did it get started?
Well, when I moved here to Alaska in 1980, and I had been working with a musical theater group of children in Florida before I moved here, and I saw that there was an opportunity here in Anchorage to get some positive programs going for our youth and to teach them not only about performing and song and dance, but also about confidence and being a part of a team and feeling good about themselves and, you know, moving in a positive direction. So that's how we got started, and the rest is history, as they say. I'm getting kids of kids now, which is very exciting.
How wonderful. I'm delighted to hear that, but not at all surprised. And the kids sing and dance and act.
Everything is staged and choreographed, and what I do is I put together medleys, either based around a theme or around a certain composer or a certain show. For instance, at the end of Act 1 this year, we do a number called Peace and Freedom, which is obviously appropriate to our lives now, and saying how much we want world peace and for people to work together as a team.
You also have a mini Music Machine, am I correct?
We do.
Lynette
Harpel started that about 23 years ago, and that is for the younger kids, ages 3 to 6. And we've already had two sessions of that. They did one session was up in space, the other one was down in the ocean. And the kids do songs and stories and little movements based on that, and we do in the studio performances for the parents.
But not on the pack stage?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, we wait until they're 6 to put them there.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes, it is.
You mentioned a moment ago that you are now having kids of your kids mm-hmm. joining you. Do you have any success stories? I mean, everybody's a success, of course, but anybody who's gone from your program off to, say, become a professional musical theater performer?
Actually, yes. We have several. One young lady who was in the very first year of the Music Machine has gone on to be quite a popular performer in California. She's done a lot of recordings. She's put out CDs. She's performed a lot at Disneyland. And we have a gentleman who was the Spider-Man, the lead in Spider-Man in the California cast, who was a Music Machine alumni. We have several people who have gone on to recording careers. So it's kind of interesting. You from the Music Machine, I think you have two kinds of kids. You have kids that already like singing and dancing, and you have others that aren't so sure. But once they have the experience, they appreciate being part of the team, and it helps them in all aspects of their life.
Well, this is a play that, a program that teaches kids not only to be actors, but to have self-possession.
Exactly. And I think when I started the Music Machine, I was thinking about the musical aspects of it. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't thinking about all the social aspects mm-hmm. and all the confidence and team building and those sorts of things that we a lot of times associate with sports. It's the same sort of thing here. And that's what makes it such a success, I think.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. Jean Paul here with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Janet Carr-Campbell and Abby Sorum from The Music Machine. Abby, how do you enjoy the program?
I really love it because I always like to sing and dance, and it's a great way to express your feelings, and that's why I really like the Music Machine.
Have you done this before, or is this your first year?
I've done it for 4 years.
So you're a pro.
Yeah.
Are you teaching the other kids some of the things you've learned?
I don't think so.
But I'm sure you're a great role model for everybody else who's coming up under the ranks. And you're how old? You're 10 years old?
Well, tomorrow's my birthday, so I'll be 10
tomorrow.
Tomorrow
she turns 10. Isn't that
well,
neat?
Happy birthday to
have
you.
Fun to have a birthday Thank in you. The summer.
And what a way to celebrate your birthday by singing and dancing in front of a paying public.
And we have some great other choreographers that work with our program, Jack Clouchy, Carlin Grotz, mm-hmm. Jesse Embley, Stephen Grantier. So we have we give the kids an opportunity to work with a lot of different choreographers. So it's very, very fun mm-hmm. in that way, too.
That sounds like a wonderful thing, the dancing part of it, because singing is hard, but a lot of people can do it. But dancing is very much more difficult.
It is. It requires a different set of skills. Mm-hmm. And also one thing that I find in the musical part of it is we never stand still and sing. Or I should say we very seldom stand still and sing. Right, Abby?
Yeah.
We're always doing motions that go along with things, and the kids are moving to different positions. And that has really aided the singing, because when they put the motions to it, it helps them act out the story that they're creating on stage, and it makes it kind of, a total picture. And I think that speaks to the audience as well.
You know, Abby mentioned a moment ago her favorite part was the medley of the Anthony Newley music. What are some of the other musical composers you're doing?
The little kids are doing a medley of ABC songs, which is really fun. Mm-hmm. And then their other piece is called We Love Bugs, which is about all kinds of different bugs and ants and spiders and mosquitoes, and it's very cute. Group 2 and 3 are doing the Anthony Newley medley and then a tribute to the Beatles. And group 3 is doing a medley from Follies, complete with some showgirls coming on stage. And then we do the Peace and Freedom end of the act. And we always close our show with a big parade number. So everyone is fully costumed. We have some 12-foot-tall clown puppets that make an appearance on stage. All of Group 3, the older kids, are dressed as clowns with crazy antics and crazy costumes. Very, very colorful show. Lots going on in it. And that's pretty much the show for this year.
That sounds like a wonderful show to see. I won't miss it. But what part do you have in it, Abby?
I'm in group two, so I do Parade, Peace and Freedom, Beatles, and the Anthony Newley medley.
And then you do all your dance numbers as
well. Yeah, and then we do two dance numbers.
And what are your dance numbers?
One is Hairspray.
Ooh.
It's some songs from Hairspray. And then another one is Lady Gaga, Born This Way. And we also wear crazy costumes in that one because it's Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have a lot of fun in Dance Machine.
Yeah, we do.
I'm sure they do. I've been sorry that my children were too young to appreciate or too old to appreciate it.
And you know, the thing is I just think music is fun. You know, music is a lot of hard work, but performing is fun. And that's my attitude about it. And I try to impart that to the students. And I think they end up learning this incredible wealth of knowledge, and they don't think they're working that hard, even though they are. It's not hard work because it's fun.
Well, we've got less than a minute to go. And so, Abby, I want to ask you one last question. What's the funnest thing you've done this summer with the Music Machine? Of all the things you're doing, you're singing, you're dancing, you're learning new songs, you're learning about Lady Gaga and the Beatles. Is there one thing that's the funnest thing you've done with Music Machine this summer?
I don't know. I just love all of it. It's really fun. I love to sing and I love to dance. I've been doing it like forever. So I can't say what I love the most.
Well, that's terrific.
Well, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure.
And Abby Sorum. And Janet Carr-Campbell. And thank you for coming and talking about your upcoming show.
Yeah, we'll see you at the show.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. At the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River, it's the last night to see Winnie the Pooh by Kristen Serger. Performances at 7 p.m. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
This is also the last weekend to see Schoolhouse Rock as part of the Summer Stock 2014 happening up in Talkeetna. Show is directed by Nick Condon. For more information, go to the website events@denalyartscouncil.org.
And it's also the last weekend to see at Anchorage Community Theater Midnight Theater's presentation of Musical of Musicals, The Musical, directed by Dave Block, which will run through tomorrow at 7 p.m. Performances are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
But you still have time to see two shows over at Cyrano's. You can see Das Barbecue or Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Or you can see both shows. Das Barbecue is showing the regular showtimes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3 through August the 24th. Love, Loss, and What I Wore is being shown Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. through August the 21st. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Music Machine will present a musical review beginning next Wednesday, July 30th to August 2nd, with the performances July 30th, 31st, and August 1st at 7:30 p.m. and August 2nd at 2 p.m.
Well, thanks for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guests today were Abby Sorum and Janet Carr-Campbell, both from The Music Machine. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.